This is Aaron Jones, magician, with another magic audio boo coming from to you from Shikoku here in Japan. And today I wanted to talk about how to test out brand new magic, how to test your magic once you've learned a new magic effect. Because the minute you learn a new effect, you don't really want to do it in a show. You want to test it out first and see how it works. And this is where making friends with your magician friends can be very helpful, because it's a good place to start. Not necessarily at a magic club or official magic event, but it's always good to get magic friends together and try the new stuff in the performance setting that you have created for the effect. Some of the hints I'm going to talk about today will be appropriate for close-up magic, and some are good for stage magic or stand-up magic. Close-up magic is the easiest, and what is also good is to make sure that you make friends with your magic friends, but not in the magic atmosphere with non-magic friends mixed together. And when you have non-magic friends mixed together, you don't want to do too much magic for them. You don't want to make them crazy. But there are times when you have a new effect and you want to test it out. And having an audience with your magician friends and friends that are non-magicians together, it creates a very good opportunity for this. And this is how I like to do it, especially with close-up. I get a lot of opportunity when I go out with some of my magic friends back in Canada and here in Japan. Here are lots in Japan where we are friends outside of the magic world, so we have friends who don't do magic, and sometimes we have the chance to perform for our non-magic friends, and we can perform, and then we can get the input from the magicians, and we can see the reaction from a real lay audience. This is very good to test stuff out and get an honest opinion from your friends, and you can work a routine and clean it up and see how it reacts to a non-magician audience. Now, of course, magician friends can also be a little bit difficult because they do see a lot of magic more than your friends who don't have magician friends, but it's a good place to start to at least get the feedback from non-magicians. And also, I also find that my non-magician friends who are friends with my magician friends here in Japan, this is getting weird, are very good at critiquing in a very positive way, and because they are not magicians, but they've seen a lot of magic and they know what they like. And they have a good sense, and so I advise this. And what we do here in Japan, because it's very easy to do this for close-up magic, but for stage magic, it's a little more difficult. So what some of my friends here we have done, we have a place that we used to live all close together. Now we're a little bit spread out, but we still get together at this place every once in a while. It's a little bit far from here. It's where I used to live in Kagawa Prefecture. But every twice a year or three times a year, we try to go and have like an event there. It's like a small little Japanese okonomiyaki restaurant, and they get all the customers, and then the few of us magicians go and put on a little show there. And what we use it for is for testing out new material, and this has worked very well because we can test it out in a real life situation. And it's my advice that if you can make a situation like this for testing out magic, you do it, because it's been very beneficial for me and my other magic friends, and I'm sure it would work for you. If you have any advice or suggestions for how to test out new magic that might be helpful to a new magician, please post it in the comments or here on Audioboo, or if you're listening to this on Facebook and Facebook, or on my website at aaronjones.com, or you can email me if you want me to talk about it on the Audioboo. I can do that as well. And don't forget to follow me at Twitter at Aaron Jones Magic, and my Facebook is also Aaron Jones Magic. And until next time, have a good one. Bye bye.